I am Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in Accra, and we've got another caller on the line. Lex Bagot is on the line from Albany. Lex, are you there?
I'm here, yeah, hi.
All right, we can hear you loud and clear. And you were going to give us another update on how everything is coming with low-power FM in Albany.
Okay, well, we just had our second meeting this last Thursday for 107.1 FM. It turned out after our last meeting that the call sign that we had mentioned last time around the phone was not available. And so we have we've selected a new call sign, which right now, pending approval of everybody involved, is WASE, which is available. And
WASE? Alpha, I don't know, my Alpha Sigma Epsilon? What is it? ASE?
WASE. A is in Apple, S is in Sam, E is in Echo.
All right, and does that stand for something in particular or denote something?
You know, it could stand for Albany South End. That's kind of what we're thinking, Albany South End Radio.
Because that is, that's where Grand Street Community...
That we extend across the river as well.
So. All right, that's where the Grand Street Community Arts is located, on the south end of Albany?
Mm-hmm. Yes, on Madison Ave and Grand Street in Albany. And we are still working towards being on air in July. Our last meeting, we pretty much discussed like organizational structures and how to have a structure for people to become listeners and how to run as an all-volunteer station. So our next meeting, by the way, our first meeting was on a Saturday and our last one was on a Thursday, and our next meeting is going to be Monday, April 14th, also at 6 p.m. We're trying different days of the week.
Monday, April 14th, at what time? What time was
that?
What time was that meeting?
The meeting is going to be at 6 p.m. from 6 to 8 p.m.
And is it going to be at the center?
That's going to be at Grand Street Community Arts at 68 Grand Street on the corner of Madison Avenue. And if there's anybody who's in our listening area in the south end of Albany or across the river Rensselaer who might like to come and get involved, they're totally open to the public, and we're really looking for more people to get involved in this formative period. Sign up for shows, sign up to help us get the transmitter up and get on the air.
And you think you can get on the air as soon as July?
If I'm on the air and I'm saying it, it's pretty daunting, but we are currently committed, and we're gonna evaluate. We're having a fundraiser. Our first fundraiser is going to be on May 1st, and we're going to evaluate a little bit after May 1st before we make any plans about when the transmitter is going up. We did, at our last meeting, we did talk about broadcasting as internet radio starting on the 4th of July if the transmitter is not up, just so that because we're going to have our studio ready definitely by that time. That's been in the works since last fall. We started working on our broadcast studio when we put the FCC license in. So if we're not, if the antenna may or may not be up on July 4th, but we will... Our station will go on July 4th.
So you say it's daunting. So explain to listeners what major daunting efforts do you have to do to get on the air?
I don't know where to begin taking that question from, because the organizational structure is the one big thing that we have to sort of get together even before we plug people in to having broadcast spots. I mean, there is everything with getting the transmitter up, but that's all straightforward technical things. The soft problem is, how do we plug in all these volunteers into being on the air? We are a low-power FM, and we have to have 8 hours a day of locally produced content every day on the air. And so if we're going to be on 8 hours a day, we'd love to be on for as many hours a day as possible, definitely being on like for 12 hours to start. And so we're going to need a lot of broadcasters. And so what kind of structure? You know, right now, this month, it's all those questions. Do we have a community council? Do we just have, a program director for the beginning interim period who plugs people in different spots? Do we bring in, how much content do we bring from other sources? How do we deal with licensing of music? And we're dealing with all that squishy stuff right now.
And if anybody is out there listening to this and is in Albany or nearby and wants to do a show or become involved, how should they get in touch?
Well, right now we decided that we meant to start an email list. We're going to start an email list at the next meeting. But so right now the best thing is to come to a meeting. That's still the best thing. And we understand that that's not possible. But so I'm just going to restate that our next meeting is on Monday, April 14th at 6 p.m. at Grand Street Community Arts, which is 68 Grand Street in Albany, New York. But otherwise, the best way to get in touch is people can email me. My email is lex@grandarts.org. And we will be starting before April 14th an email list for interested broadcasters and for people who are part of kind of a committee that's helping to get the transmitter up. So people who want to get on can send me an email, and I'll make sure that they're on that announcement list.
And what's been the reaction to the of the community so far? Have you been?
I can't answer that question because Musa, who's our program director, would have to talk about that, and maybe we can chat with you again after our next meeting, because he was the one who was involved with Musa Zwana and Barbara Spring put the FCC application together, and they did a lot of they had a lot of dialogue and meetings with various community actors about what people wanted to see in the radio station, and so that was a much more involved process. Right now, since I've been involved with the efforts for the transmitter, it's been winter, people are hiding out, so I can't really speak too much. I'll just say it seems a little bit quiet, but I've read the notes from last fall when we were putting the application together, and it was much more active at that time. But we're in a very cold building where people tend not to come for a meeting until it gets warm.
And hopefully it will be warm at some point soon.
It will be warm soon, yeah. It'll be warm soon. And then it'll be hot outside, and it'll be refreshingly cool in our building.
All right. Is there anything else folks should know about the forthcoming WASE? Is that what it is?
WASE, 107.1. Nope, just that we're working on getting on the air. And as soon as we're on the air, we did continue conversations about kind of a regional network to work on producing news content. And we're still in touch with everybody who's in Troy and Schenectady working on new local FM stations. And we'd love to talk with WGXC and listeners further down the Hudson Valley as well as soon as those conversations are proceed. That's all a few more months down the line.
All right, that sounds great. All right, Lex. Lex Bagat calling in from the Grand Street Community Arts Group in Albany. That's got a new low power FM license for WASE.
Yes. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Lex.
Thanks.